Brian Lopez is a guitarist, singer, and songwriter who plays in local groups ranging from the rock of Mostly Bears to the Latin big band of Sergio Mendoza. His day job is working in the music industry, which has given him insight into the musician's struggle to be heard. Brian is self-producing a series of EPs with his new ensemble, which features both cello and violin. We'll hear some of this music next, performed here in the KUAZ studio. I asked Brian to explain the inspiration behind a song called Molly.
I was driving home one day, and I had a melody in my head, and I could hear the chords behind it, and it was kind of an experiment to myself to see if I could play the song in my head. And then once I got home, I actually picked up the guitar and played it, and it was perfect. It was actually the song that I had in my head. So I made up some lyrics, and it's a very simple song, very sweet. It's a pretty little song about Molly, who's not really anybody in particular, but maybe you know Molly and can apply it.
And Molly, you know you're as pretty without diamonds gleaming from your ears. Oh, you don't need to doll it up at all, sweetheart. You're beautiful just right there. La, la, la.
So, Brian, tell me, what kind of influences led you to do this sort of mostly acoustic music?
Well, I was a classical guitar student at the U of A, so that I've always been into classical music and folk, and I always thought my type of songwriting would be best exhibited through strings and just thick arrangements, rich arrangements like that. Just going to music school at the University of Arizona was just kind of like, you get thrown all these different pieces, artists, composers that you'd never come across, and you have to study them in depth. You know, you have to study charts and, you know, find chords, and it's like hard not to get entrenched with this new music. Kind of have an eclectic taste, I guess.
With the group that we just heard and the music that you played here in the studio, what kind of emotions do you think are core to what you're doing?
I think there's just more of like a universal appeal to this type of music. I feel like even if there weren't really lyrics involved, it would exude some sort of sentiment. That's kind of the point. So I think I can't really help but be kind of romantic with the music that I write. So strings actually make that a lot easier to exhibit, you know, when you put strings behind some pretty lyrics or whatever.
If Molly, go on and stand on your own two feet, even if you're standing.
I Pray for Rain came about, it was kind of a time in my life where I thought I was just making a lot of careless mistakes and just not going about a proper course of action with my life in a way. And still, these opportunities kept getting shoved in my face, and I thought it wasn't really fair, you know, that somebody can just be so careless and still have so much opportunity. I wrote the song kind of, you know, I'm praying for rain, I'm praying for all these bad things, I'm asking for these bad things, and all God is giving me his sunshine, you know. So those are the lyrics, and that's just kind of the motivation behind the song. And it's kind of, you know, helped me with, you know, trying to just float a proper course of action with things.
You, my friend, I've forsaken you yet again. And though I'm in the dark, you still reach out to me.
Sunlight.
Well, you guys are pretty comfortable together. You seem like you work well as a unit. What do you think are some of the keys to having a happy band?
Oh, that's crucial. If you're not happy doing what you do, you're probably going to quit. It's nice that we're all like-minded individuals and we all enjoy each other's company in addition to playing really good music together. On upright bass, we had Sean Rogers. I also play in a mambo orchestra with Sean. He was actually the first person I started playing with the solo stuff. It was just me, and then the show after that, I brought Sean along, and he liked the music enough, and it sounded a lot better with two people. Then we have Jack Sturbis on drums and percussion, and Jack also plays in the orchestra with me and Sean. And then we outsourced for some string players. Mona Chambers is on cello, and she plays in a Tucson group called Molehill Orchestra. Vicky Brown is the violinist. I just had a show that I had to play at Rialto, and nobody really knew the material. I had a week to prepare, so I called Mona and Vicky, and they got things ready enough to at least do a 30-minute set at Rialto. And I don't think we really expected to keep this going too much longer, but things have gotten really tight, and things are sounding really good, and people are paying attention, so it'd be kind of stupid to stop the ball from rolling.
Brian, is there a story behind the guitar that you used today?
Yeah, it's a Gibson Les Paul, a standard Gibson Les Paul. It was given to me by a family member who used to play guitar a lot and unfortunately had a stroke and wasn't able to use the left side of his body. You know, I was just a kid at the time and just learning guitar, so he really had no more use for it. And one day as a present, he gave me all of his equipment, including that guitar. So I've been playing it ever since. And he's passed away since, so it really means a lot for me and, you know, for his immediate family that I keep playing that guitar.
How important do you think that your musical training, your schooling in classical guitar is to being able to formulate these tunes in your head? How do you do it? I mean, in other words, do you hear the sound? Do you picture the letter representing the chord? What's your method for developing it?
Well, I mean, in music school, you have to do a lot of ear training where, you know, they throw chord progressions at you and you have to tell them exactly what's playing. Yeah, it definitely helps. The musical background helps, and it helps me articulate to my players what I need. El Vagabundo, I'm not really sure where you can trace it back, but we did a version of it, and I've heard a version with Spanish guitars playing harmonies on the main theme, and we thought it'd be cool for the string players to do pizzicato and play in thirds, you know, harmonies.
And that's where they pluck it instead of
using
their bow?
That's where they pluck instead of use their bow.
Can you give us a little bit of a translation on the lyrics?
Yeah, it's just a guy playing that this is my life, you know, I kind of float around and go from town to town. It's more important that I have love in my life and not these other things. It's the Vagabond song.
What's something that you think the Tucson music scene excels at?
I think the Tucson music scene is particularly good at collaborations, you know. Around town you see a lot of musicians playing in each other's groups. Seems to be very friendly and open to like trying new things. I can't say I've seen that in too many other cities, you know. It's interesting here because we're so close to Mexico, so you have like different instrumentations. A lot of trumpet down here, for example, or like melodicas, stuff that's kind of off color but really unique to this area. The Tucson music scene's pretty exotic, I guess you could say, compared to others.
Well, what about the flip side? What's something you wish would improve about the scene here?
I think the mindset is kind of stale sometimes. There's so many talented people here, but they either don't really know how to get to the next level or they don't really care to do that because it's nice where they're at. Stuff doesn't get done as often here as opposed to like LA or New York or, you know, Austin. It's a smaller town vibe even though it's a city populated by a million people. I would like to see that change. You know, people just, you know, get on the ball and get things going. There's too many talented people around here just to not show the rest of the world what you can do. I think that's silly.
Some of the music we just heard will be included on Brian Lopez's next release, an EP called El Blanco, that's coming out in May. We have a link for information on Brian's tour dates and an exclusive song that was recorded here in the KUAZ studios. They're on the Arizona Spotlight page at azpm.org.